Hey, we got Richard on the horn here from Northwoods Trading Post in Hancock. How you been?
I'm doing good, Adam, and you?
Excellent. I actually have been anxious to talk to you a little bit. Haven't got a report from your neck of the woods in a little while. And I actually did hear that you guys had some steelhead up there. Is that right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Actually, personally, I went off to the Tobacco River just outside of Gay. And it was rushing too rapid about 2 weeks ago. And then most recently, I've heard of guys going up there and having success in the Tobacco River.
Oh, that's fantastic. Let's hear about it. What was working and what'd you see?
Well, right now, it seems like the guys that are coming in are a hit or miss, but they are having success. It's not huge success, but they're catching them here and there. You know, basically what they're using, Adam, right now is a lot of guys are going with sinking spawn, not floating, and they put that pyramid sinker on there, and then they put a bobber as a reference marker, and pyramid sinker sits on bottom of the river, and then the spawn just kind of goes with the current.
Yeah, that can definitely be an effective way to catch fish. So tell me, are you hearing about any larger fish at all this year, or are they pretty standard size?
You know, they're pretty standard size. I haven't heard about too much of the, you know, what we call whoppers. And also, I just want to point out Falls River near Lawrence and Silver by Huron seems to be hitting pretty good with steelhead.
Yeah, we've gotten the same reports. It sounds like you got some smelt running up that way as well, huh?
You know, I just got a report from a couple guys. This was yesterday. I'm actually personally going out tonight and tomorrow. It's Chassel area, in between Houghton and Chassel. And if we know from the past, that's the start of the smelt season, especially in the Pilgrim River and Coles Creek up here.
Okay. Now, how large are rivers are we talking, the Pilgrim and the Coles?
Well, the Pilgrim and the Coles, they're about average size. The depths are manageable. And what I'd like to mention about those two is they're right there by Houghton and Hancock. They're about 5-10 miles away. They're easy to get to, and they're great for kids to go to. Good learning experience for them. Again, it's an easy river to smelt, both of them.
We're going to talk more about steelhead fishing and then get into the turkey hunting up in Houghton and Keweenaw counties as we continue later this hour with Richard from Northwoods Trading Post in Hancock, right here on The Outdoor Show.